And I'm Lisa Damaris.
And this is Appraiser Talk, the show where I ask Lisa, the Vice President of Appraisal Issues at the Appraisal Foundation, your appraisal questions.
We answer questions from every corner of the appraisal profession, from consumers to appraisers and real estate to business valuation.
Welcome to today's episode. Lisa, I've often wondered this myself as a homeowner. Do kitchens and baths add the most value to a property?
It's a question I hear quite often, Amy. The perception that kitchens and bathrooms contribute the most value to a property is a common one, but it's essential to approach it with some nuance. The value they add depends on various different factors.
Interesting. Can you elaborate on what those factors are that come into play when determining the value added by kitchens and baths?
Yes. So while updated kitchens and bathrooms can certainly enhance a property's appeal, their impact on value is contextual. Factors such as the overall condition of the property, the local real estate market, and the preferences of potential buyers all play a role. Additionally, the scale of the renovations and the quality of the materials used also influence the perceived value.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all scenario. What about the notion that these areas are considered the heart of the home and therefore have a significant impact?
I mean, that's a really valid point. So kitchens and bathrooms are often focal points for buyers, and well-designed modern spaces can certainly sway perceptions in some instances. However, it's crucial to consider the property as a whole. A stunning kitchen in a home that needs other major repairs may not contribute as much value as one might think.
That's a key perspective. So when you're appraising a property, how do you approach the assessment of the value added by kitchens and bathrooms?
In the appraisal process, an appraiser will evaluate a property comprehensively. So while kitchens and bathrooms can be important in a lot of circumstances, the appraiser really works to see and to understand what features the property has on the interior of its building, meaning its condition, its function, its floor plan, that kind of thing. But just as important, and oftentimes even more important, are the external factors, such as the zoning of the property or the legal uses that the property is allowed to have. So if you have your home, this is just an example, if you have your home divided into a duplex with two stunning new kitchens, but your home is only legally allowed to have one kitchen, then the value of that second kitchen may very well be negative.
So it's about looking at the bigger picture. Are there other areas or features that can also significantly contribute to a property's value?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, really any factors valued by the market, that's what adds to value. That can mean literally anything from garage count to its fencing, driveway length, or access to well water, or maybe even in its views. It's about assessing the property holistically in the context of what the market wants and recognizing the interplay of various elements. So while yes, it's true that the kitchen and bathroom can add special value to many properties, you should never approach any property assuming any feature adds value.
Thanks, Lisa. That provides a really well-rounded perspective. Thank you so much for joining us today. We hope you'll tune in each week to Appraiser Talk. You can send in your questions to me at amy@appraisalfoundation.org, and you might just hear us answer it in a future episode.
And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you don't miss an episode. Appraiser Talk is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.